From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
If you think about cycling, do you envision people in spandex pants and helmets out on the country roads on a Saturday? What about someone riding an old Huffy to the grocery store, even to their job? There's an economic and sometimes racial gap between these two cycling worlds. But a Grand Rapids nonprofit called The Spoke Folks is trying to bridge that gap. They're working to give people, especially people in disenfranchised communities, a way to keep their bikes working through knowledge, through tools, and through fellowship. Today's contributor to The Next Idea is the Community Outreach Director for The Spoke Folks in Grand Rapids, a lifelong biking enthusiast, Martel Posey. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, awesome. Same here.
Listen, I think you guys have just about the best slogan I have ever heard for a nonprofit. We want more butts on bikes. How does the Spoke Folks make that happen, Martel?
By basically pretty much we've been open for 5 years now, and basically I think that we've helped get a lot more butts on bikes who, when people thought it was going to be too expensive or when they thought that it was going to be too much work to get their bikes running again, we've just made a space where it's going to be really easy for them to get their bikes working, because nobody, including ourselves, likes to ride a bike that has issues. And so if you can provide a solution where money isn't going to be a huge proponent, you know, of that, then I think you can get a lot more butts on bikes.
And you recently wrote a piece called Why Poor People Don't Go to Bike Shops for the Rapidian. So tell us, why don't poor people go to bike shops?
Because it's just a little out of price point. I mean, like, as a kid, it was too expensive because, you know, I came from a single-parent home, and, you know, mom didn't have $10 to $20 to throw for somebody to fix a flat tire for me or something like that, you know? We have a mobile repair truck that we take out into those spaces specifically, and, you know, this year I've been a lot more adamant on just asking people straight up, you know, we go to events and I fix bikes on the spot, and it's simple stuff a lot of the times. And I ask the people, you know, sometimes it's just an inner tube or a cable or, you know, getting their brakes working right. And I say, well, what stopped you from going to a normal shop to get this fixed? And a lot of the times they just say, money. I can't afford that type of expense.
And you make such a strong point in your piece about the kinds of bicycles so often donated to poor communities. Tell us, what's the usual outcome of these donations, as well as intentioned as they may be?
I mean, when I first started here, it was so amazing because my boss, Jay Neweek, was just so adamant on just, like, when people brought those bikes in, he would just, like, almost rip them from their hands and say, you know, we're going to get you on something way better. And that was just, like, you know, the type of attitude that I think really, really helps a community rather than just kind of having this sense of charity, I guess, where you give them something and then you don't know how it affects their life after that, where you give somebody that you know, this is a solid bike and I would actually ride this.
So I think what I gathered from your piece is that so often if an organization gives away bicycles, they're really, well, I love the way you put it, a shiny poor example of transportation. You put, as you said it, you know the saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for the day. These bikes are more like giving them a fish that's been rotting in the cooler for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's how I see it. I mean, if, you know, in a community where health, you know, is an issue, and you want people to live healthier lives, if they need access to healthier foods and you give them a gift card to Taco Bell, it's not really going to help them, you know.
Yeah. Do people, is it like a membership system with the Spoke Folks? How does it work?
Yeah, so the membership basically just helps further the cause, but the membership, so in the shop space, since, you know, maintenance is like one of those integral things to owning a bicycle. Like, if you have a bicycle, you need to do maintenance, like, pretty often. And so if you don't have a membership, you come in and use the tools and pay $5 per visit. And with a membership, you just get pretty much a year of unlimited access without having to, you know, pay the $5 every time. So if you use the shop 10 times a year, you know, the membership kind of pays for itself.
Yeah. So you've got a shop and you also have the mobile outreach. As a community outreach director, Martel, what are your personal goals with the work you're doing with the Spoke Folks?
I would love for everyone to have access to an affordable and reliable bike, and then also having access to the knowledge and, you know, that feel-good feeling about going into an organization, knowing that they're not trying to capitalize off you, you know. We get so many people, even still with what we do, who are nervous to come in this space because they don't know, like, the level of help that we're going to give them. They think that maybe, you know, we're just going to be another space that, you know, is trying to make a quick buck off them. And my goal is to really kind of connect that idea that, like, we are truly here to help and, like, we just want your bike to work well.
And as you've done this work through the Spoke Folks and getting people who didn't have previous access to a safe and reliable bike and suddenly they have one, how have you seen that change lives?
We have, you know, so many people who come in here as regulars. And I mean, like, when you're riding your bike every day for transportation, especially if it's to get to a job, if it's to get to school or whatever it is, you know, people who are adults who their bikes are their livelihood, you know. And if you have a cheap bike that doesn't work very well, and even more maintenance you got to do, but once you get that person on a solid bike that can last them forever as long as they keep up the maintenance, you know, knowing that there's a place that I can go to and just knowing that we're getting more of that trust and building that relationship, I guess, is really nice.
You can learn more about the Spoke Folks. Just go to their website, thespokefolks.org, thespokefolks.org. And Martel Posey is the Community Outreach Director for the Spoke Folks, keeping bicycling going and bridging those gaps in the neighborhoods in Grand Rapids. Good work, and thank you so much for sharing it with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.